the Gardaí are no different from any group within society, and we're seeing our members becoming infected. And obviously, as frontline personnel, part of the national response to this emergency, our members are out there interacting with the public. So once our colleagues in the health service and other priority services have received their vaccines, we would like to see maybe our contribution recognised and the importance of our function. It's not just for our own protection, it's for the protection that members of the public we interact with.
What's the feeling like among the force on the ground?
Well, members are just, I mean, like everyone in the community at the moment, people are very wary and they're very cautious. And obviously the message to the public is to minimise their social contact and minimise their interactions. That's just simply not possible for our members, because that's our job, to go out there and interact with people who may actually be infected or sick, or maybe deal with and try and educate people who aren't adhering to the guidelines. So certainly we would see us in a slightly higher risk category than the general public, and we think that should be reflected in our place in the queue for the vaccination programme.
And it's in everybody's interest, because if, you know, it is ultimately having a knock-on effect, or it will have a knock-on effect on the force's ability to do their job if there's a lot of staff shortages, etc.
Yes, something that has defined the contribution of Gardaí to this national emergency has been our flexibility and the willingness that we have had to change work practices and to be operational and be out there and be visible. So the community needs us. We need to be in the community, and certainly a vaccination program will minimise the absence and the abstraction rate from guards. And as you say, the less guards are infected, the more effective we can be to be out there, be supportive of communities and do what needs to be done for society.